The boys and girls. Brian Gentry joining me here post-game. Congratulations on the win, Coach. Boy, that was about as hot a start as you could ever get there, and jumping up big on La Hunt and kind of burying them early on.
Yeah, we did. They mixed up their defense a little bit, tried to face guard Jackson, but you know, they don't have a lot of help inside as far as size goes. So, actually, early I thought we should have got the ball down there a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I thought we did settle for a couple of threes that we probably didn't need. They were wide open, so I mean, it's okay. But defensively we were solid. We gave up a couple of drives, you know, that we didn't need to. We were late on some ball screen switches, but for the most part, you know, in a game like that, you know, I thought our guys, you know, continued to play the way they were supposed to, and you know, didn't go out there and try to just do whatever they wanted to. So they showed some maturity with that.
And with a lopsided game like that, it's easy to kind of let up a little bit, and they really didn't.
Yeah, no, you know, I think the guys that we have on the bench, you know, granted we only have four of them, you know, on the bench, but I think those guys are eager to get in there and you know, make a case for some more playing time. So I thought all those guys, you know, took good strides. You know, some of them took some shots in the face too, but you know, so it was a good game, and they continued to execute. Mm-hmm. I thought even when we were with our five guards out there late, they ran some good stuff. They had some possessions with really good ball movement. I thought Avery Radke did a great job getting into the paint and getting to 2 feet and making some good plays on some kickouts. And the ball got going from there because he created the advantage. And you know, several of our guys kind of fell into that with him. So it was pretty good offense ran by, you know, a couple guys that haven't got a lot of playing time. So I thought they did a great job.
Well, and you mentioned that, too. They were really focused on Jackson, and you could tell they kind of had a lot of help defense on Jackson. Well, that opened things up, and Sage Steckline took advantage of that in a big way. He had his career high already in the first half and ended up with 23 points.
Oh, I didn't know that. But, with what they were running, kind of face guarding Jackson, it really still didn't matter. Like, we could still get it into Jackson, but it was going to leave Sage pretty much unguarded any time he wanted to go into the paint. The problem was getting those guys to go down there. They wanted to keep drifting a little bit. So that's a great job by him, you know, being deliberate and going down there and getting easy looks and some and ones and playing through some contacts. So, you know, that's great for him.
Well, you could tell La Junta, they really had two players that were their primary scorers, and they had to shoot a lot of shots just to get 11 points apiece, and that's a credit to your defense.
Yeah, we knew that they kind of shoot it from wherever they feel like they're open, and they did. They knocked down some deep ones. You know, number one's a solid ball player, and if you give him space, he can knock down those shots, and he knocked down some for them. But I thought the defense was pretty solid. Again, like I said, the ball screens needed to get cleaned up, but this was the first game that we switched 1 through 5. Typically we would only switch 1 through 3 and have those post guys hedge, but with the size it didn't seem like it was going to, you know, affect us. So we went 1 through 5, and I think that was probably some of the reason it was a little slow. It's just not used to it, but sometimes you got to be able to make adjustments on the run, and you've got to be able to, you know, be solid with it. So that was it was good to see us, you know, later as the game went on. We got better at it. I think they really did struggle getting downhill to get any easy looks. And our defense played really well early and just because they couldn't get into their offense. You know, they're over there yelling, get into the offense, and they couldn't get it to where they wanted to because we had good wing deny pressure. So they did a good job. And you know, you talk about playing down to competition and things like that. I don't think our guys did that tonight.
No. You had 8 players score, and I tell you, I felt bad for Brendan. I don't know what he did to the rims before and shoot around or whatever or not, but he had 3 of his shots that just rimmed halfway in and out.
I know. early on, that 3 was halfway down, and then it just decided to come back out. And then the last couple shots he took, I'm fairly sure he can't see out of one eye right now. So that might have been a little difficult. But he did a great job. He hustles, and you know, he'll get one to fall.
Oh, absolutely. But more importantly, you guys go 3-0 this weekend. You haven't done that in a while here in this ground ball classic, and you're 4-0, and it's been a few years. But that's huge, especially how you guys won with an emotional win last night to get to 4-0 on the year.
Yeah, it is. This is a big 3 games for us. I mean, just to get us off the right start. Because, you know, from here on out up until the midseason tournament, I mean, our league is a gauntlet.
Yes.
I mean, from top to bottom, you're looking at, you know, what – Ulysses has won a couple games already. You know, Goodland's really good. Holcomb, Hugoton, I mean, everybody. So it's a challenge, and so you gotta enjoy every win that you get.
Yep, it's start with a league portion of your schedule. Non-league games, though, but the league teams on Tuesday night starts off with a road trip to Cimarron.
Yeah, don't know if they changed anything or not. Haven't watched film on them yet, but it's another game where we're going to have a size advantage, and we need to make sure we play to it. And, you know, I think we're getting better at it each game, you know, identifying where our advantage is, which, you know, is in our post play. And then our guards are free to play out of the kickout. So, you know, we got to go down there and get off on the right track. You know, we've played them a few times over the last years where it's been a little tight early, and then we've kind of, you know, pulled away late. But we got to go down there and execute from the beginning. And we got to put teams away and not give them hope, you know, to stick around with us and play with us throughout four quarters. We just got to go down there and execute and play ball the right way.
Well, congratulations on the win. Undefeated weekend for you guys. And a couple more games here before the break, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.